Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live.
Live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Happy holidays, everybody! Welcome to the show. Welcome
indeed.
To Fight Mixer, y'all.
What up?
Here with what's Mr. Max. On? Max, what's going on, brother?
Dragon, how you guys doing?
Doing great. Good. Not too shabby. Just
well,
happy Thursday.
Nice.
So, you are actually a ring card. So this is like a new concept, and people have to explain this to me. Okay?
No. That was a different guy. That was a different guy.
Oh, different guy.
He's going to be on later.
Sorry about that.
This is Max Griffin.
Max Griffin, what's going on, man? I'm so sorry. We got our
hear me?
Our stream crossed.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
He froze up. So,
I hear him a little bit.
I don't mean to.
I hear him.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I see you, Max.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You guys were cutting out for a second.
Yeah, I can hear you, brother. So you're coming off your latest win in the UFC. Congratulations on that. Incredible performance. How you feeling?
I feel good. Who do you think I was?
Do what?
What's up?
I said, who do you think I was?
Well, I wasn't sure you were popping in here, so I told him another guy was popping in. So, but we got the legend in, so.
All right. I was curious.
Yeah, so we had a call on Audible, man, and I do apologize about that. So we had a call on Audible, and Matt, the producer, was like, so we have this guy who is a ring card guy for BKFC. I'm like, they have ring card guys? And I was like, oh, that's an interesting topic. So I didn't mean to offend you. I'm so sorry, sir. Don't kick my ass. I am so sorry.
You actually don't look anything like him because he's kind of a fat guy. So
so how you feeling coming off your last win, man?
Go ahead.
I feel good, man. It was a good fight. I was beating the guy pretty good, but the chop is here pretty much off, and they get the record for the most damage as far as the injury. And, I got to ride the wave. It's on World Star, it's on New York Post, it's all over the news, it's viral. So I'll take it.
Are you thinking about changing your name from Max Payne to Max the Ear Hunter or something of that nature?
I am getting an ear tattoo on my arm.
I seen you wearing the a bunch of ears around your neck as a necklace.
That was a gift. I went to Alpha Male yesterday and they had a gift for me. So
nice.
I gotta roll with it. I gotta roll with it.
Gabe, did you have a question?
I was just going to say, Max could be a ring card guy. I don't know how that works, but he can make it work. I can tell. Like, you know.
Yeah, I can do
it. I was giving him props. Like, he can do it too. There's not a specific crowd that can do that. All the fighters can go out there and be ring boys.
Yeah, we out there like that anyway, so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where you guys from? Where you guys at?
We're from all over. I'm in Florida. Gabe's okay, in California.
Gabe's in beautiful California. Yep. We're all over the place. Bro's in different area codes, you know what I'm saying? So, how's preparation been? You know, like, especially, you have a third round finish, great victory. What was the preparations like, especially during the pandemic, during the plague? How's preparations been leading up to this big win?
At first, a lot of stuff was shut down. And my, you know, a lot of my guys were still training, but I was still on the low. I was kind of still doing the quarantine, still doing the Rocky kind of thing, you know, hitting the bag in the garage, going on my runs. But then I started missing my guys and missing all my stuff. I was a guy that was out on quarantine. Like, when I went back, everyone looked at me like, there's Mr. Quarantine, you know? And it's funny. I'm on the mat to roll on the first day. And, like, this big sneeze, like, starts coming. And, like, everyone's worried about coughing, you know, and all this stuff. I had the worst sneeze of my life come. I'm trying to control it. And I was able to control it at the end. I mean, it was, like, going on for a minute, like, coming. And thought if I sneezed, it would be a wrap. Like, it's not what you think, you know. I'm not sick, but we got through that. But been training good, training hard. Got a new month of coach that really taught me how to go out there and have fun and enjoy it. And this is the first night that I went out there and wasn't trying to be serious and enjoyed it. And I smashed a guy and chopped the guy's ear off. So it gives me more incentive to go have more fun. So I can't wait to fight again. I asked to, you know, fight again soon. And now I'm finding my stride. And I'm going to go out there and go on a streak and beat up everybody.
Right.
What gym are you training at? What gym are you training at in Sacramento? There's a lot.
I train at Maranova's Kickboxing. I train at MMA Gold. And I train at Team Alpha Male with Uriah and those guys. So I'm like, with like all the gyms out
okay,
here.
Okay. Is it like that? I know in Southern California, there are teams, but everyone does a little cross training here and there, and you know, it gives you a more opportunities to go with different bodies. Is that how it is in Sacramento as well?
Yeah. Well, I used to. It's funny. I used to fight a lot of those alpha male guys, like on the regional shows. So it was like a rivalry there. But I did my thing every time. And once we got over that, kind of, and, you know, a lot of it got to the UFC, it was better business to work together, and we did. And it worked out. It worked out for business-wise and then training-wise.
Is there bad blood with anybody? Is there a dude, like, in the room that when it's time, he's like, I'm waiting for Max. Max is waiting for me. We're going to get busy. There's got to be that guy in the room. There's always that guy like in the room. There's always that guy in the room.
That stuff got squashed. No, believe me. I was y'all got squashed over there. I mean, don't get me wrong. The guys there that I don't like that aren't there. They're not there anymore.
Okay.
They're really not.
With Alpha Male, that's a gym you want to train with. Like, Uriah Faber is a pro through and through. He's been through ups and downs, lefts and rights throughout his entire career. He is the guy to train with, especially, you know, when you're young in your career like you. And what I appreciate most about your win needed to happen. And it happened in spectacular fashion. And a lot of people, they get stuck in a rut. Like, especially, you fell short twice. You know, a lot of people can either go way and continue going down, but then you completely escalated and went right back to the top and shot right back to the top with that huge win. What was the mind frame going into your fight, especially coming off of two, you know, disappointing performances and coming back and winning in spectacular fashion? Did that play in your mind? Was that like, holy shit, I need to get this win? Was it a lot of pressure? Like, what was your mind state?
There's always pressure, but like I said, when I got my new mental coach, you know, it was about having fun. They looked at my past fights and said, my best performances, you had a good time. But when you're all serious, I mean, I'm fighting some killers, bro. It's hard to not be serious against some of these guys, bro. Like, you know, it's life or death in there. But you tense up and you get a little too stiff. And maybe your reactions aren't as fast or you don't catch certain things. Being like anything, if you guys try to hit a baseball hard as you can, or do anything just tough and straight, stiff as you can. You can't. You got to be kind of fluey, you know? And that's what I realized. So I, you know, went out there, you know, my back is against the wall, you know. But pressure is good. Pressure, you know, pressure makes your body act up. You get those endorphins going. You get extra nervous. But you got to use those nerves, for good. You know, when you get butterflies in your stomach. I mean, I had butterflies in my stomach the night before the fight. Like, heavy, bro. Damn. And what that means is it's your stomach turning off, and that's your, like, stomach acid that you feel. It's your digestive system turning off. Like, hey, we're about to get into something. We're not going to eat right now. So what you feel is your body getting ready. So if you know why your body's doing it, it's easier to, like, manage it, you know? Like, fuck, my stomach's rumbling right now, bro. Like, I don't even want to go to sleep. And I reappraised it, and usually for good. Like, I'm ready. My body's ready. I'm ready to beat that fool's ass last night. Like, let's do it. So,
How much weight are you cutting to get? Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe. Sorry for interrupting you.
There's a delay, obviously. So who's your coach? Who's the new coach that you brought in? That's the question.
Dave Patterson. He's my mental coach. My mental performance coach.
Okay.
But he's good. I'm telling you, like, I had fun like, really.
And you feel like this is sometimes what is needed to take you to the next level. You feel like this guy is coach, the piece that you missed, that you're missing, to really put it together.
Yeah, I mean, him with this everything kind of just evolves, and you learn from every fight. And like I knew this stuff, but, you know, he really got me to understand it. And once I did, like I said, I had the best performance of my life when I went out there and, like, truly had a good time out there. So for me, I need to go have more fun, and there's going to be more destruction and more carnage.
And your weight class, and just to put everything in perspective, your weight class is murderous fucking row. The welterweight division is higher than it's ever been. You know, coming off this win, who would you want to fight next? You want to get, like, a rematch with Thiago? Do you want to, like, fight the last two people you have close fights with? What's your game plan, or who do you want to fight next?
I already said I want to fight Carlos Condit, but then they gave him Matt Brown. I want to fight Vicente Luque. I haven't heard nothing. I like to fight Cerrone. That would be a fun fight. I have a few more fights in my contract. I mean, I'll see what they give me on this one, but I don't want to, you know, fight for free out there. I'm going to bring some carnage, you know, these next couple fights. So we'll see who they give me. I'm going to brutalize him and then get fat contract.
So your approach is not so much, like, get to the title as much as just hurt people.
Yeah. I mean, look, like,
that'll get you there.
like I had fun. Like, I really mean, did. Like, I really did. And then and this is the, like, result. So for me, it's like, dude, like, I'm just scratching the surface on, like, what I know I can kind of do to people. I mean, even when I was in the – I mean, I've had 10 UFC fights. I got beat every time, but this is how I feel now. Like this – I was talking to the cop man, like, on the way in. Like, yeah, I'm going to go in there and beat up this guy. Like, in between rounds, I was standing there drinking water. They're like, this Max, we need more volume. Like, let's go. You know, and I'm like, all right, drink my water. It was so, like, nonchalant in there. I could have fought, like, 10 rounds. Like now that – like, now that I'm having fun, like, people are going to see a lot more of this, and it's going to get way nastier. I started getting comfortable, like, in the middle of the second round is where I started feeling good, you know? And that's really when the table just started turning. But I was doing good the whole fight. So, if I, like, just for me, you know? But just a second is, like, when I just started pouring it on. And that's when I felt comfortable. So now I'm working on the same kind of things. My footwork and shit was outstanding. You had Dominic Cruz and Trevor Whitman talking about how great it was, and you know, they're Mr. Footwork. Dominic Cruz is Mr. Footwork out of out of anyone. So it just gives me stuff to build on and shit to grow on. But you'll be seeing a lot more of this. And I want to be hurting these guys. I'm going to be smashing these guys. Why? I'm telling you. I've heard no one call me out or no shit after this fight. Like, it was quiet. I'm ready to fuck people up.
Do you feel like you're ready to go again? Could you get one more in this year?
Yeah, well, I'm having a baby in February. So I told him that.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's awesome. Going to be a boy, but I want to fight before that. So I saw the Conor card. I asked to be on the Conor card. That was in January. Sean said that it's full, but with all the people getting hurt and COVID and shit, they'll be able to find me something. So I'm training again. I'm back at the gym. I can't wait to fight. Like, literally, like, all my fights. I mean, I fought all over the world and some of the best guys on the planet. In some of those fights, I had a great time. You know, Mike Perry, David Mitchell. There's some fights that I just destroyed these guys, and I really had fun looking back. So for me to really go have fun. And I do this to someone, I chop someone's ear off, and it's on World Star, and it's viral. For me, just having fun. So for me, it's like, dude, let's go have more fun. So can't wait to fight again. I'm in the zone, man. I went to jiu-jitsu yesterday. I was rolling guys up and sparring just beautifully. Like, I'm in the zone, baby.
Did you the next day when you saw yourself on WorldStar, you're like, oh, motherfucker, jackpot. That kid, my future son's gonna have a great Christmas. It's gonna be awesome. Can't wait. Like, was it like surprising when you saw yourself finally blow up and get the credit that you deserve?
Man, I feel like they shortchanged me like all the time, you know. But it was cool. I mean, I had a lot of people talking about it. Dana posted it. It got marked as, inappropriate. You know, these people, Travis Scott, all these people sharing it. I need to get a hold of Mike Tyson.
He's fighting on the 28th, man. Who do you got? Mike Tyson or Roy Jones? Who you got for that fight?
I like Roy Jones, and everyone's on me for saying Roy Jones, but they're just saying that Roy Jones is super slow now, and he's been losing. I know he was a boxer.
Max is an ear guy. He's got to go for Tyson.
I gotta go for Tyson now. We share a bond.
A couple things about that. Jones is slower than he was in his prime. He's slower than he was in his prime, but he's still fast. And Tyson hasn't fought in, 15 years?
This whole time. I was picking Jones, but people have been just telling me, like, dude, he's been good. I don't know.
He has been knocked out.
I was just making an ear joke.
What I would do personally, if I'm Mike Tyson's corner, okay, this is how Mike Tyson wins. I'm gonna sneak into Mike Tyson's hotel room. I'm gonna take away his weed for 48 hours and watch him kill somebody. Watch him go crazy and just rip somebody's head off. That's what I'm gonna do if I'm Mike Tyson's coach. Just take away his weed. Watch him go fucking crazy. He's gonna kill the camera guy. He's gonna murder everyone in that entire arena. Mike Tyson still got it. I promise you. He's training with Anderson Silva's former coach. The guy who's at Shooter Box. What's his name?
Rafael Cordero.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. He's training with him. And Mike Tyson's looking furious. I mean, like, Mike Tyson still got it, even in his old age. Like, what do you think? You think Mike Tyson's still the Mike Tyson old, or?
He looked great. Hitting those pads looks great. I think it's going to be a good fight. I don't know. It might be like a circus, too, though. I think it'll be better than the Chuck Liddell, Tito, like part 10 or whatever that was. That was terrible. I felt bad. My heart sank. per chuck. Like, oh, man. Oh, God. Not yeah. worth it, you know?
I'm a California resident. I'm a California resident. The commission allowed that fight to happen is criminal. Criminal. Yeah. That the California commission let that fight happen. Criminal.
What do you think? And from your perspective and on the topic, when do you say is the age that you're going to hang up your gloves, maybe open up a gym, you know, pass on your knowledge to your son? And obviously you're a very good jiu-jitsu practitioner, obviously from your belt status. And, you know, you know the entire
game. It's about you knowing what's right, you know, like there's some guys that, you know, just do it for the money. But I love it. I love this shit. Like, my job is to work out and hang out and do whatever I want, and then I fight a few times a year, you know? Like, it's great. But once you, like, start hating it, you don't like it, that's when it's time to go. My coach told me, he's like, son, he's like, you'll know when it's time, you know? And I'm nowhere we're done. I'm nowhere near done. I feel like I'm just getting, like, started, for real. Like, getting better, you know? So, I'm ready to take flight.
How old are you, man?
Go ahead, Gabe.
I'm 34. I'm young, though, 34. Man. I'm, you got
plenty of time.
You know, I'm in so much recovery. Yeah. I do recovery all week. Like, I'm recovery all day. Like, I take care of my body. Like, I feel good, man.
So your goal is to get to the title, obviously. Money fights, you feel it's going to come around anyway.
Yeah, I want to get to the money fights. I mean, it's about making money, you know? I mean, I'm here to be the best, but it's about making money, too. Yeah.
Maybe slapping around an Irish guy we all know and love to get to that money fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad he's coming back.
You know? Would you want that fight?
Max.
Sorry for cutting you off.
Max, in your opinion, with your style, what would be a money fight for you? What would be a fight that, you know, people are gonna watch this and they're gonna put money down for that fight? Who do you think would be a scrap for you that's going to put you on the map as a money fight?
I've always wanted to fight Cerrone, man. Always. And I envision beating him.
He's going back to 55.
That's what I heard. He's going back to 55. He's been jumping around. And that's what I thought I heard, man, which I'm, you know, I don't know.
His last fight, didn't he say he was hanging it up? Or
I thought he fought so.
Nico Price, right? Weird fight.
Yeah. I hope he hangs it up and enjoys the fruits of his labor. I mean, you know, he's fought all the time. He's fought the wars and battles, and I just wish he would hang it up. You know, what do you think? Like, maybe it's time for him.
I mean, who thinks he needs at least one more fight?
Anderson, what happened with Anderson? He hung it. I heard the UFC cut him today. Yeah, did you see that or something?
Wait, saw what? Silva?
That he got Anderson cut today, or they let him go or something? Did you see that?
Yeah,
I didn't.
They're not letting him go. They're not letting him.
I saw the headline. I got to see that.
I think it was his last fight, no matter what. He said he was retiring. It was his last fight. My understanding is that I don't know if there's a lot, unless it was the last fight in his contract, the UFC is going to hold the contract. And you, you can't say you're done. The UFC is not going to cut you when you're a superstar like Anderson.
No, he did.
I think they did. Right. Look, I think they did. Look it up.
Yep.
He had 10 more fights on his contract. And Dana was pissed off that they let him fight.
That sucks, man. That sucks. Cutting a legend like that.
I think it's a pass move. You know, the UFC does what the UFC does.
But that should have been his last fight.
So it's a fact? Is that his last fight?
Yeah. But Ryan Hall was his last fight.
It was going to be his last fight from everything. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because no, Dana was mad that he let him fight again. You know what I mean? And because Bellator was trying to offer him some money to fight, and they said he's in the organization that's gonna offer him money, he's sick or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we were talking about legacies the other day with my boy, and like for the goats and stuff, like you know, Anderson was in the picture like a while back. Like when I started seeing his highlights, I was like, holy shit, David, I forgot Anderson was
wild up back. There.
Was wild, you know?
Always.
Well, we know, but he lost. But then he lost like 8 in a row. You know what I mean? So I feel like that takes away from it. I do. You know?
Yeah, but Anderson Silva wasn't always the Anderson Silva we all know and love from the UFC, because when he fought in Pride, he was way in Wanderlei Silva's shadow. I mean, he lost to Dajiro Takase. He lost to somebody else. Yeah, but Anderson Silva, you know, he was not the Anderson Silva we know and love. Then he went to the UFC, fought Chris Lieben, dusted him off really quick, fought against Rich Franklin, and then he became the fucking Michael Jordan of MMA, you know? Like, yeah. And see him losing and going right back to where he was in Pride. I like him to retire, you know, just stay retired. Don't go to Bellator. Don't take Bellator money. Don't take that Balcon money and just stay home, you know?
Yeah. It's like gambling. Like if you keep playing, you're going to lose, you know? So
yep.
You stay too long, man.
Well, the house always wins eventually.
We're looking.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable. So, and who were your heroes in the game? Like, who were your favorite fighters and that got you into the sport?
I mean, when I used to watch it when I was younger, I used to like the old school dudes, you know, Don Fry, Tank Abbott. I used to love Tank Abbott. When Chuck Liddell used to fight, I used to love those old fights.
Me too. Me too.
You know, I used to rent those videos and put them in the VCR. And UFC 50, you know.
VCR. You're definitely showing your age.
They're great.
Oh, yeah, fucking awesome, man. The old Pride DVDs that were so badly dubbed that had Stephen Quadros and Boss Rutten, and they were trying to, like, translate to American, but, like, you know, I like Pride.
I got
Pride
it back. DVDs.
You guys didn't have
any Pride DVDs. Yeah, I watched Pride. Ooh. I didn't have any DVDs though. Yeah, I don't like that one shit. We can kick on the head on the ground and that. I don't like that stuff.
You like soccer kids? You're a bad motherfucker. No, you don't like soccer kids? No way.
No, I don't like bare knuckle boxing either. I mean, it's cool to watch, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
You wouldn't want to go into ground?
And you're knocking people's ear off and you don't want to do it?
I don't know, man.
You might have the skill set.
For
probably, but
it's a money fight. Like, for money.
And we can talk, you know.
We're talking money fight. Exactly. The money fights.
Money talks.
So
money does what talk, made
you,
but
what made you get into it? What made you get into MMA in the first place?
I did martial arts when I was young. I did MMA when I was young. Martial arts when I was young, like 4 to 13, I did it. It was called Bakfu. It was like Kung Fu Karate. It was like a hybrid thing. I did that when I was a kid for a while. And then I was at Reggae in the River. It's like a festival in Humboldt County. And I was there, had an epiphany, and it said, hey, you need to fight when you get back home. And then I did, you know, that next weekend, I came back to like a rib festival, and I love foods. So I came back to a rib festival, and like my old coach was there, and I seen him, it was perfect. And then here we are now, I think 14 years later. But I used to watch it and be like, I could do that. Or like critique it, like, oh, he should do this, or why are you doing that, or he should put his hand up, or wrong foot. Like, I'd be coaching and shit, and I was like, fuck, I'll do it. So I did it.
You were a Bakfu stylist when you first started?
When I was young. Well, so when like, I was a kid, but first, not did everything else.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Yeah, that was when I was a kid. Right? Boxing. Jiu-jitsu, judo, wrestling, like all the normal shit.
Okay.
And you're a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt too, right?
No, I'm a purple belt jiu-jitsu. I'm a purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm a black belt in Marinoble's fighting system. Marinoble's kickboxing, second degree black belt now. Yeah, then I have my black belt.
Awesome, man. So before we let you go, we're getting around that time, but before we let you go, so one question that I got to ask you, you know, you're having a brand new baby boy. Congratulations on that. All the blessings to you. Once, you know, he gets of age and he's like, oh, I want to do what dad does. And you've been through this process. You're in the UFC. You're at the biggest stage. You've been through the entire process, studied all these different styles. Would you pass on that knowledge? Would you feel comfortable with your son going to a cage? And would you encourage that?
I have a son right now. He's 9. He trains a little bit, but I don't, you know, force him to do it. He's kind of sick of it. He's been in the gym, like, in his stroller, in his high chair, like, at the gym. So he's sick of it. Like, he plays soccer and shit now. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's excited when I fight and watches my fights and all the stuff. But, you know, it's a tough road. It's a tough life, man. It's not always fun. It's not always rainbows. It's a lot of hard work. You know, I don't even wish this shit on anybody, honestly. Like, the chances to get to my level are so slim. Like, really, they really are. And then to have the shit go your way, shit has not gone my way. But some shit has when it mattered, you know? I made that shit happen. But it's not easy. Like it's not, you know, any of those fights I could have been cut, or a long time ago, I forgot, would have gotten knocked out or something, one of my old fights, I wouldn't be here. Like, look at you. My whole thing. So, like, how life works, it's unbelievable, man. It's very tough. So, I love it. That's the only reason I do it. I mean, I get paid well, but I do love it. So, yeah. I mean, if you really enjoy it.
So, yeah. you like the old school fighters. If you could pick one of the old school fighters to actually have a fight with, in both you guys in your prime, who would you choose?
Oh. you're saying I'm pairing up fighters or I'm fighting one of those guys?
Do what?
Are you saying I'm fighting them or I'm putting two guys
together? No, you fight them. Who would you enjoy?
In their prime.
In my prime.
Yeah.
In my prime right now.
No, they're in their
prime. Most of the older guys were big. You know?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Most older guys were like heavyweight. I mean, I've always wanted to fight like GSP. Who's a smaller guy? Not even smaller. Who's a normal sized guy?
Frank Shamrock. That's true. That's an unfair question of me.
They're 25ers, you know? 230, like. I'll fight 170. I'll fight all those guys at 170. Liddell, Vanderlei would be sick.
Oh, that would be sick. that would be great.
You know?
Holy shit.
Bloodbath, yeah.
Crazy man. All right, brother. So
I'm thinking about that. I'll think about that all night. Vanderlei. So,
before we let you go, do you got anybody you want to shout out?
Man, really, just shout out all of my fans, my family. You know, I got a ton of sponsors. Freshly Rooted Tribe. This is crazy sea moss stuff that you eat. Super alkaline. Crazy stuff. I have so many sponsors, so many people. I don't leave anybody out. So I'll leave it at that. For real, you leave someone out. You didn't show me out. I do have my Max Payne CBD though. I have my own line, MattPaineCBD.com. Check it out. It's good. Third-party tested. THC-free. I also have my shirts. MaxPainStore.com. Some merch on there. And thank you guys for having me on here. You know?
No problem. Thanks for coming on, man.
You're the fucking man, brother. Congratulations on your win. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. And
congratulations.
Thank you. When you guys tag, you know, put this together, let me know. I'll share and get it some love.
Oh yeah, man. Hey,
when you get your next fight lined up, give us a shout.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
Right,
thanks a lot, Max.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, brother. I can't believe was it not? Yeah, I mistaked him for. I'm like, wait a second. Like, as I'm doing the introduction, I'm like, this guy looks like Max Payne. He does not look like the ring card guy.
No, not at all.
Gotta give me warning, man. You gotta give me forewarning. Come on, production brother.
Sorry about that, man.
I think Max could be a ring card boy.
So we do got the ring card man coming on. I thought we'd give him like 10 minutes to shine just to see what he's about because I thought it was an interesting story. So let's bring him on. Hey, what's up, Clay?
Yo, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Not bad. When I seen this story, I thought I'd bring him on here, and I thought this is either going to – has anybody seen the Step Brothers movie?
Yes.
Where they go into the the interview wearing tuxedos. That guy's like, I get it. That's really funny. This is either going to be really bad or really good. I'm hoping it goes good because.
Me too.
Yeah, because either this is really funny or this is really sad. I don't know.
We'll find out. Only time will tell. But
I'm hoping you're just a funny guy. So.
Well, you know, I've been known to be funny. Some people find me amusing. Some people, you know, really hate me. So it goes either way. You know, you got to have your haters, though. So it is what it is.
So how exactly did this all start out?
So I was just scrolling through Facebook. I saw a picture of the new Ring Girl crew. And, you know, obviously the Ring Girls are beautiful models, whatever. The same old, same old almost. I mean, I'm not trying to play them down at all, but they're gorgeous, whatever. But I was like, man, what if they had a normal looking person up there? And then I was like, you know what? I'll just post a picture of me shirtless and just call them out how it is, you know? So I called them out on it. You know, I applied at least 100 times, man. I got to be honest. So I felt hate. I felt the sexism, but we had a long conversation.
Oops.
And we're all gravy on that end now. So the deal is done.
So you're the first ring card guy.
I've gotten a couple messages of, hey, by the way, this dude's been the first ring boy, yada yada. No one's done a big promotion, you know, and no one can rock it like I do. So I will be the first ever official ring boy of this generation.
What organization is letting this happen?
Bare knuckle boxing.
BKFC.
Obviously. It's got to be those guys. No one else would do something like this. So
the fans, filming, man.
Yeah. I mean, the one and only. The fans demanded it, and the fans get what they want with that organization. So
do you expect that you're going to get the first cat call? Like, are you going to get like the normal cat calls of like bring girls like, show us their tits? Like, are you going to get that, like, that conversation happening?
My tits will be shown 24/7, so probably not that. But I got a few surprises. I'm looking for like a belly button tassel and stuff. Something to, you know, really show me from my competition. But there's a new queen bee in town. I'm coming for that tiara. You know what I'm saying? I will be the new ring boy. I'm going to be the face of the promotion over there. So we're gonna have some fun with it.
I was trying to pull the video up, and I cannot find the video. So
of my little catwalk?
Yes.
I have a question. Sample?
What's that? Hey,
that's a question.
What's that?
What are you going to be wearing? What are you going to be wearing?
I have no idea. I'm hoping camo shorts, if we're being God honest. But I don't know. I could be wearing what the ring girls normally wear.
Oh, no.
Nobody's contacted me about it, so it may be a surprise for me even. The more skin, the more money, though. That's a fact. So I hope they know that. I hope they know that. And I can't do a banana hammock like the fans want. That's too big of a fruit. We're gonna find something else. So
I'm gonna call up, because this is the first time it's ever been done. So I'm gonna call up Dave Feldman. You gotta call up Dave Feldman so I could be in the front row so I can go like this. Throw some singles at you, brother. I gotta support you. Support your dreams, baby.
I'll pick them all up in front of you very slowly, my friend. I have no shame. I got no shame. Hey, the OnlyFans is on its way. So if you're trying to subscribe to something fun, that's what to subscribe to. So
is this going down in Wichita?
I believe so, yeah. Wichita, Kansas.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
We'll be in Kansas, Dorothy.
I'll be there.
Please be there. Please be there.
I'm from Hutchinson, so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I've only been to Liberal and Garden City. So not too fun of experiences. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna have fun on this one though. I'm excited. I'm stoked on it. So
Can you do the nipple tassels? That'd be hilarious. That'd be fucking awesome.
You know, nipple tassels have been brought up, but I am a firm believer on free the nips. You know, I think they need to be freed. So especially hairy nips. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm rocking with. I think that's what I'm going to bring to the show.
So do you have that round two card that you could give us a sample?
I have the round card somewhere in my belongings, probably underneath my heels, to be God honest with you. I would give you a sample, but I'm afraid of getting injured. You know what I'm saying? I don't have anybody to hold up the phone right now, and gotcha. It just wouldn't be good. So, and I'm only available to do good work. So.
Are you just a fan of bare
knuckle? Go ahead.
Are you a fan of bare knuckle boxing and MMA and in combat sports at all, or
anything fighting? Anything fighting? I'm watching fighting 24/7 on my phone, on my PlayStation, whatever it is. UFC, right. Bellator, bare knuckle boxing. I love it all.
24/7.
Oh, I watch a little bit of South Park.
No sleep, my friend.
So. I have a little bit of fun in between.
Okay. Add that in there.
A little bit of fun.
So you watch South Park. You watch South Park. Yeah. Oh, favorite fighter. I'm sorry. Sorry, Gabe.
What's that?
Who's your favorite fighter?
Who's your favorite fighter?
Like of all time or in like UFC?
In MMA.
And MMA. In MMA.
Okay. We're gonna go two. Of all time and in the UFC currently. And if you say Conor McGregor, we need to cut you off.
No, I'm good on the
say Tito Ortiz. Say Tito Ortiz.
Yeah,
say
I'm gonna Tito. Pass. I'm gonna pass on that one. So let's see. I got Khabib up there for sure, just because the man's you know, he is what he is. He's a GOAT. And I'm gonna go with
Gabe is your favorite fighter.
Max Holloway is my second.
I'm nobody's favorite fighter.
Max You're Holloway, favorite brother.
Fighter. Max Holloway.
This guy's favorite fighter.
Oh yeah.
Max Holloway is a great choice, though. Max Holloway is a great choice.
I love him. He's a class act, and you know he what you see is what you get with him. It seems like so. I love it. So,
who do you got for Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr.? And why is it Mike Tyson?
It was Mike Tyson for a long time, man, but. You know, I went back and watched Roy Jones, and I don't know, bro. Roy Jones is still active. He works out all the time. Mike Tyson just kind of threw himself in there. So we'll see. I got Roy Jones winning by decision, though, in my opinion.
Oh, man. That's tough, brother.
I think if it's not the first round, I'm going Roy Jones.
Oh, okay. You think he's going to get steamed out after the first, I'm assuming?
If he does it, if he gets past the first round, Roy Jones wins the whole thing.
I could see that. I could see
That's my thing. I see. Yeah.
Age plays a game in the combat sports, man. They're both old, so who knows? Who knows? They could both beat me down instantly, but who knows?
I'm telling you, man. What they gotta do? Take away Mike Tyson's weed. Watch him kill everybody. He'll literally kill everybody. Camera crew, fucking whoever's taping it. Ring card girls. Hopefully you're not the ring card guy when you're there. You know, like he's gonna fucking murder everybody. Everybody in town.
He's a killer. There's no denying Mike Tyson's a killer. And, you know, especially if there's no rules, I think he would really hurt somebody. You know, if there's no rules, I think Mike Tyson beats Roy Jones. But, you know, obviously we got to play by the book and yeah, whatever. But, yeah, he's a killer. I don't disagree with that at all.
All right, man, before we let you go, anybody want a shout out?
What's that?
I said before we let you go, is there anybody you want to shout out?
Gabe had a question.
Shout out Corey and Kobe Stewart. I appreciate you guys. You guys are there for me all the time. My mama, love you, Ma. My little brother, Raymond, my family. Big shout out to BKFC for putting this down. An even bigger shout out to the fans. I love you all. You guys, nothing but support. And thank you guys for blowing something up like this and getting me to an event. You know, I've never been to an event like this ever in my life.
It's
so
fun.
I can't wait. I'm going to, you know, I got the best seat in the house, in my opinion. So I can't wait. I love it. But no, thank everybody. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate you guys so much. And stay tuned because the best is yet to come.
Gabe, you got one more question.
I don't actually. My question was no relevance. Yeah,
right. I actually have a statement.
Good skill out there, Clay.
Thank you much.
I have one statement to make, Clay. What's you're that? Gonna have to say you're welcome to all the ladies because once you shake your titties for BKFC, it's all gonna be you're welcome, baby.
You're on to something, man. Would like that, but that works with me. That works with me.
Oh yeah, the wife will murder you. Go. They can never look. Mind.
It's all looking, bro. So it's all good.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Clay.
I thank you guys so much. You have a good time.
All right. Bye.
Wait, so that's happening in very Republican gun-toting Kansas City. Are we on the same?
Well, it's in Wichita, Kansas, so it's about 3 hours below.
Holy shit. God bless him. I like ring car girls preferably, you know what I'm saying? But, like, God bless his heart, man. That takes some balls.
I think it's hilarious. And that's all that matters, I think.
You could tell the guy he likes to have fun, and for him it's exactly. he's getting an opportunity. He's getting an opportunity to be going to an event, and I guarantee you, when people throw the ones at him, he's going to pick them up and he's going to shake his ass and make as much of a spectacle of it as possible. Exactly. I have no doubts whatsoever.
It'll be a great time, I promise.
Fucking hilarious. All right, so are we ready to wrap up the show, or what else have we got?
That's pretty much it. So,
Gabe, you got anything for us?
What's that?
Oh, let's see. Nothing that I can think about. I know there's I went and did research on what's going on in the MMA world so I could be like in the know. you know, so but nothing came up, so we're good to go.
I'm just excited for Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. That's what gave me up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I'm excited.
I'm not excited at all. It's not Mike Tyson in his 20s, and it's not Roy Jones in his late 20s. It's two aging boxers that are going out there and they're going to get paid, and it's a spectacle in one way, but like as far as like me being worried about it, them fighting in their prime, that would have excited me. When Roy went fought John Rez at heavyweight, if Mike Tyson wasn't out of prison at that time and they would have fought then, I would have been hyped.
Yeah.
Right, but it's for the same reason why you whip out the Super Nintendo and you start playing it. It's for nostalgia, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to see Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. For nostalgia, not for anything else. They could just walk around the ring for 10 rounds. I'm just really excited to see two of my heroes from childhood to square up and scrap it out for one last time.
That is a complete and utter lie. If they walked out and they just walked the ring for 10 rounds, you'd be so pissed off.
No way.
That was a lie.
No way.
I hope that happens. I hope they do 3 rounds of just power walking and they both get tired and then they smoke a joint together. That's how it ends.
Well, that's how it should always end.
Oh, yeah. I agree. All right, so we're going to wrap
paid. They're getting paid either way.
Exactly. So we're going to wrap up the show. Obviously, yeah, we're not going to be here next weekend, next week because of Thanksgiving. But anything to say? Yeah. Anything? Yeah, it's Thanksgiving next week. Sorry, guys. But we'll be here next Wednesday. The ladies are going to have their show. So Thursday, obviously, Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving to all you guys, all our bros and hoes in different area codes that watch the show. Gabe, any last words?
I just hope everyone has a good holiday and is safe, and we'll be back to it as soon as we can.
Matt?
Yeah, I'd like to thank our two new sponsors, which is Goat Combat Agency and Drinker Nutrition. So, good things to come.
Interestingly enough, the nutrition company sent me some of their product, and I give a review next time we're on.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, they sent me some product, and I can't wait to try it out myself. And, you know, I conveyed the same messages as Matt and Gabe. Have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your loved ones. Stay safe out there. And from all of us in the Fight Mixer, have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week. Boys and girls, children, all ages. Peace.
Perfect.